Hello and welcome to our podcast. Thanks for tuning in to our global broadcast across Hope City Church. We pray that this message inspires, encourages, and builds your faith as you listen. Enjoy the message.
Do you know, this morning, this is an interesting one because I know that I'm speaking to so many people across the world, and I want to say hi to my family in Australia. You know who you are. And all my friends and all friends of people right across Hope City and all of Hope City across the globe. And, you know, I've got to just put it out there at the beginning today that I have never been so nervous in a moment in my life, and I can only relate it to the moment in my teens when I used to run track and I fell out of the blocks flat into my face once. So let's just hope that doesn't happen today. So, church and people that are watching today that have never been to church, we are in unprecedented times right now. We are facing something of worldwide epic proportions. We're facing drama in our health, our finance and family that we've never faced before. And unprecedented times need unprecedented faith. They just do. And so I don't want to minimize that feeling in you today, because that feeling's real. The feeling of fear that is across the earth is real in many hearts. But my quest today is that I would really help you to understand that there is a God who wants to walk with you through that faith and through what you're feeling. And my prayer today is that I can just place some hope in you today, that for those that are Christians, that the hope will rise again. And for those that are watching today that may not know this Jesus that we've been talking about, that today hope would rise in your heart, that there is someone today who is walking with this, through this, with you in your life. I want to shine a light on your path, as if it were, because the Bible talks about that Jesus is a light unto our feet. He's a light to our path, and Jesus can be a hope in a dark time. And so that's my quest really today, is that I give you a light, a hope for now, hope for the future, a light for your path today. And so I want to begin by reading from the scripture and from Psalm 139, verse 7 to 12. Let me read this, declare it over everyone watching today. And this is what the scripture says. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you're there. If I make my bed in the depths, you're there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, even if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there, your hand will guide me and your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as a light to you. Do you know, our attention is always grabbed, isn't it, by the drama and by the sensational and also by the threat of the unknown. And what I've noticed a lot is that people are finding themselves jettisoned into almost a shock, like a feeling of shock that they've never felt in their lives before, because we've never faced this before. And this is why I've called my message today Shockproof, because we need to stop and realize that our spirits at this time should not be jettisoned into a frenzied moment of shock. Because what shock does, it makes us lightheaded and confused, and it can make us anxious. It can give us an irregular heartbeat. I Googled. And we can make decisions that are really born completely out of panic and irrational. And we can make decisions that are not based in the truth of God's word. This is not a time to sleepwalk in a shocked state. And I want to say, and it's been said already this morning in this broadcast, that God is not shocked. He's calm. He's seated. So if our God this morning is seated, we need to just take a step back from the frenzy and the shock and realize God reigns today. I watched the sun go down last night and I thought, God brought the sun up. God brought the sun down. God speaks a word and the world spins on its axis. He is calm. That's who he is. So I'm going to take you into the journey in the scripture today. And I was struck in Exodus, the story of Moses. And Moses was asking, how do I lead my people out of a tricky situation? And, he's crying out to God, say, how do I lead these people? And if you're anything like me, our quest at times is, how do I lead these people? But a lot of the time it's, how do I lead my own life? Like, there's 1,000 options spinning in our heads right now. There's 1,000 different ways, different variables, different uncertainties. And so the cry, okay, is how do we lead this people? But the cry in our own hearts is, how do I lead my life through all of this? And we can go in a head spin and a heart spin, and it can freeze us into inaction or the lowest common denominator at the moment. It can freeze people into herd mentality. What is with the toilet paper thing? Like, I don't quite get it. What is with it? The shops this week, insane, and right across the earth, people are stockpiling toilet paper. Okay. I want to tell you just for a moment my lowest common denominator this week. This is confessional in front of thousands. Are you ready? My lowest common denominator this week was that I needed to get to the hairdresser. Because I'm a woman of a certain age and there are growth of greys upon the hairline. And I know my hairdresser is watching this morning. Thank you for fitting me in. And attending to my lowest common denominator, Kelly, Hive Hair in Baton in Sheffield. Just a plug for you, Kelly. And I was talking to her about it and she was advising me on what hair kits to buy to attend to my roots if I couldn't get into the salon. And I got back into the car afterwards and I thought, Jen, you have reached an all-time low. Because we find ourselves jettisoned into doing really, really odd stuff. But this was the answer that God gave to Moses when he cried out to lead his people. And it's from Exodus 33, verse 14 to 17. The Lord replied, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. And then Moses said to him, if your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. How will anyone know if you are pleased with me and your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth? What is our distinguishing factor right now? And the Lord said to Moses, I will do the very thing you have asked because I'm pleased with you and I know you by name. Christians, church, today, this is your opportunity not to mimic fear. This is our opportunity to have a different spirit. What distinguishes us from the rest of the people on the earth? What sense we've got to attend, of course, to the sensibilities and the instructions and all the things to contain what's going on in the world. But what distinguishes us? I remember a moment maybe 20 years ago, and we discovered our family, the Gilpin family. We discovered that there was a Gilpin Castle in the Lake District in the UK. And so we went on a trip to see the Gilpin Castle, which was actually more like ruins than a castle. But it was on a farmer's land. And as we walked in to this castle, the farmer walks out and says to Dave, my husband, you must be a Gilpin. And apparently this is like a place where Gilpins come from all over the world to see the Gilpin Castle. There must have been something distinguished about Dave's face that they knew he was a Gilpin. What distinguishes us in this season that people know that we have a hope in us and a steadiness in us and a faith in us that distinguishes us and makes us stand out from all the panic and the fear and all that's going around us. May we have a different spirit, church. May we carry a different spirit. May we carry incredible light, and may we carry incredible hope. And may we also carry the comfort that we know where our eternity lies. May we carry the comfort, and may we extend the comfort to people that they can too know where their eternity lies when we are faced literally with the threat of death. That we know in our hearts today, and I'm going to give many of you the opportunity at the end that are watching in, you too can know. You can have a conviction in your spirit that you know that this life is just a precursor for eternity with our Heavenly Father. Yes, that's right. We carry a hope, and we carry a trust in a Father who knows the beginning from the end. And He holds the world together. He holds the world together with a powerful voice. He is the God who stills the storm. He's the God who still answers prayer. He's the God who provides for us. He's a God who hears our cry. Yes, in the 21st century, there is a real God who hears us, who wants to hear our voice and see our face. But I went on further in this story of Moses in Exodus 33. And I began to learn that the best place of heart during a crisis is a trusting heart. A heart that trusts that God is active. Let me read to you Exodus 33, verse 21 to 23. I pray that this is feeding your inner life today. Then the Lord said, "There is a place near me where you may stand on a rock. And when my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft in the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. And then I will remove my hand and you will see my back, but my face must not be seen." Firstly, I want to encourage you this morning that there is a safe place to be hidden in the hand and the heart of God at this time. Hide your spirit away with your Father. He's hiding us in the cleft, which means that He's hiding us in a safe place. His wings are covering us. The reason at times like these that we question where is God is that because we can't see God right now in our present because He's already arranging our future. And I love this scripture because it says, "You won't see my face, but you'll see my back." And that's because He's already ahead of us. He's already working on you and working on your future because He knows the beginning from the end. And the God of this world is, He's not constrained by time or constrained by a season. Our minds can't understand it, but He's already alive in the future. There is an amazing verse in Psalm 139, verse 5. And it says this. It says, "You hem me in behind and before." He is already ahead of us. When your panic hides His face, be comforted. You may only see His back. You know that phrase, "I've got your back"? It feels a little bit insufficient right now. But He's got your front. He's got your forward. He's got your next. So if you're finding it hard right now to see God in here, just realize you can see His back. He is ahead of you, carving a way out for your life. But then, I have spent some time just wanting to bring something that encourages you today. I want to change stories from Moses to another incredible Old Testament character called Elijah in 1 Kings chapter 19. There was a time when the Lord appeared to Elijah, and I'm going to read this passage. It's a cracker. Are you ready? 1 Kings 19, verse 11 to 13. And God was speaking to Elijah. He said, "Go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord's about to pass by." And then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. And when Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. There is so much noise right now. And I've written here one of my favorite words, cacophony of sound. It's a great word. There's clashing instruments and clashing voices. There's so much noise. Christians, I would suggest you read your Bible before you read the news. There is so much noise, clashing voices, and it's all designed to cause our spirit to retract and our spirit to retreat into a hollow of fear. It's like an attention that is demanded by drama. And there's a shock that attempts to mask and hide the powerful voice of the whisper of heaven. It's a deafening sound. The whisper of heaven was the word that created the entire world. The unthreatened whisper of heaven that silences the demand and the clamor of any loud voice. We must not listen to the wrong sound in this season. You've got to listen to heaven and not be mesmerized by drama. Find that still small voice. There is a strong sound resonating out of heaven. It's a whisper which lives in this moment in history. Don't be deceived by the insistence of a booming sound that doesn't carry a word from heaven. So after Elijah had met God in a whisper, in 1 Kings 19:15, the word was to Elijah, "Go back the way you came. What are you doing here in your place of defeat? Go back the way you came before the shock of fear that silenced your roar of faith. Go back and retrieve the whisper. Go back and retrieve the voice of faith, the whisper of heaven that speaks confidence into your spirit. Go back and retrieve the faith that you put down." For some of us watching today that haven't connected with God in years, go back through this season that is threatening and retrieve the faith that you may have put down as a child. Go back and find the God that you didn't think about while the world was your oyster. For those that have never known God, may this be the opportunity in this season to find a friend in heaven and a Father God that can powerfully change your life. Get to know the whisper that knows that drama and earthquake do not have the final word. But God actually has a purpose in this season that only this season can produce. But what happened next in this story of Elijah? The lurking in the background of this story of Elijah was a future, and it was a man named Elisha. He was the heir apparent. He was the next. And the Bible talks about Elisha, they're so similar. Elijah, Elisha, Jah. Sha. Elijah was older, Elisha was younger. It's like making someone's name Mark Woods the third and fourth. It's like that, quite similar. The heir apparent housed in him the next big move of God. And I read to you further on in this chapter, verse Kings 19, verse 19 to 21. So Elijah went up from there and he found Elisha, son of Shaphat. When I typed this, predictive text made that Snapchat. How 21st century. So it's not Shaphat, Snapchat. And the word of God said he was ploughing with 12 yokes of oxen and he himself was driving the 12th pair. And Elijah, the old guy, went up to him and threw his cloak around him. So Elijah went on and he found Elijah. What happens, church? What happens, world, when we go up from here? What happens when we go up from here? Because there is a future. And there is a time and a space when this has died down, where things may have changed. But what happens after Elisha, when it is the generation of Elisha? The ongoing outcome of Elisha doing his day job and the outcome of the big noise that had gone before was the raising of a type of people who inherited double portion of the Spirit of God. 2 Kings 2 verse 9, Elisha, the young guy, said, "May I inherit a double portion of your Spirit." Christians, this is a time in history where God will outpour something so beautiful on the earth. Much is to be found on the other side of what demanded attention. There is a legacy housed in the core of what is going on right now. Birthed out of what seemed was disaster and noise and hopelessness was a legacy coming so powerful, and a man of God so powerful, that he received a double portion of everything that had gone before. Let me read over you, Christians, and those others that are listening in today, let me read over you. There is a birthing in this time and in this season that will be unprecedented. A birthing of men and women with a different spirit, a fearless spirit. There has been an assignment over the last season that has tried to gag people into a place of fear and silence. But this is the very season unfolding when men and women of God will rise again with a different spirit. They will again be outrageously unafraid, and they will rise again with the word of God in their mouths. There will be a resurgence of the unashamed Joshua generation, where they will be strong and courageous, as the word of God said. They will be strong and very courageous, and they will be strong and courageous. There's a reason why in Joshua that it was mentioned so many times that they must be strong and courageous, because God knew that there sometimes would be challenging times that we needed to step up with a different spirit and allow courage to take a hold of us. I believe there will be a restoration of courage in my people that will be the inheritance of this season. And I believe for some of you watching today that you will see the church with a different face. The generous heart. The hearts full of hopes, whose spirits soar and are grateful and are calm in the midst of it all. I'm just so reminded of that scripture that says, "For the glory of the Lord will truly fill the whole earth as the waters cover the sea." This will be a season of incredible miracles and answer to prayer. This will be a season of courage and fearlessness, of inheritance and legacy, and a new generation rising with a double portion of the Holy Spirit. May we go back today, Christians, and pick up that fearless spirit, because there is a demand on this season in us, but it's an exciting, fruit-promising demand, as on its shore is the birth of much for which you have believed. But I want to speak to those today who are watching, who may not as yet know the Christ and the steadfast Father of whom I've been talking. And you may have a strange feeling, like a stirring in your heart today. You can't quite fathom what it is. And that's the Holy Spirit showing you that He is indeed true. That this God that the world dismisses at times is true and wants to walk with your life. This Jesus, this God, He is not afar off. He's a prayer away. This God is not just for the few. He is for you. He is for your life in the midst of all the noise. He is the one who makes even the darkest place light. And so as I close this morning, I want to pray for many of you leaning in and watching this morning. You've been invited by friends and family. The Jesus that I have experienced in my life, He's not exclusive. He wants to walk with all of us through these hard times. And I'm just going to pray a prayer now that many of you watching would feel and know this Jesus in your hearts. Will you pray with me? Father, I thank You that You want to walk with men in this life, that You want to be our friend and our comforter. And for many watching today, I pray that today may be their first moment of encounter with the Spirit of God as they're watching, their hearts are stirred. And Father, I pray right now, Lord, as they watch and they're saying in their hearts, Jesus, would you come into my world? And as you're praying that prayer right now, you're sensing in your room a strange presence, and that is the comfort of the Holy Spirit. So, Father, I pray for each and every one watching today that as they invite You in, You would come and settle in their hearts in the most unprecedented and beautiful way. Where they have doubted You before, make Yourself so real in their lives. And Jesus, I pray for all of us that Your precious Holy Spirit would come and settle in our lives through this season, in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been an absolute privilege talking to you today. And you know, we're going to finish our service today with one last beautiful song. Be walking with God through this season. Hold close and hold fast. He holds the world in His hand. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you've enjoyed our podcast today. If you have, we'd love for you to subscribe to our channel right on our homepage so you can hear all the latest messages from Hope City Church. Why not head to our website at hopecity.church to keep up to date with all that's happening across Hope City. Thank you.